We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Open, three ball, you bet! Jake Kyman hit it!
Knocks it inside to
Hill with a two-hand stuff.
To Hawken, firing.
He hits a three! 0.6 on the clock! Delirium! Delirium!
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Well, it came with suspense, but UCLA basketball finding a way into the NCAA tournament where they will play on Thursday, a play-in game against Michigan State. Can you guess what we're going to talk about on this episode of the Bruin Insider Show? Yeah, welcome into the program alongside Bruin basketball legend Tracy Murray and former NBA star. Alongside Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. We are with you here to talk all things UCLA hoops, running that three-man weave, and you can follow us on Twitter. Tracy is on Twitter at Real Tracy Murray, Nick N-K-O-O-P, and I'm at Brian Fenley. So our agenda for this next hour consisting of hitting the rewind button, the pause button, and we'll fast forward. We'll backpedal to UCLA's performance against Oregon State in the Pac-12 tourney, what we can glean from that experience, plus what this team is working to improve coming into this upcoming matchup, and then we will scout and scope and look at this Michigan State team and how the Bruins are going to look to attack them and get that W and continue on into the big dance. We also have a lot of discussion centered around the UCLA women's basketball team as they are now into the NCAA tourney as well. And then a conversation with UCLA swim and dive coach Jordan Wolfram.
This is going to be fun, Brian, this week. I'm so pumped. We have two storied programs, an intriguing coaching matchup. Mick Cronin has said in the past that the way Tom Izzo has done things at Michigan State and the culture that he's established there, that's the model for how he wants to run this program at UCLA. And I'm really excited to see the chess match between those two on Thursday night. And for the Bruins, look, they've obviously struggled to close these last couple of weeks. And as tough as things have been in college basketball, things can change so quickly. And this is the stage where it can happen. And the Bruins have, they got nothing to lose going into this game. So I hope they can play loose, have fun, and just leave it all out on the floor this weekend.
And despite those four losses coming into the NCAA tournament, Mick Cronin said a couple days ago, hey, we're still playing well. Those are all four games we could have won. He also said he wasn't nervous watching the selection show when UCLA had to wait until the last bracket was revealed to find out they made it into the tourney. All right, coming up, we are going to talk about UCLA's last game against Oregon State in overtime. What went wrong for the Bruins, and how can they clean things up? And we'll talk about it with the assistance of the great Tracy Murray. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Before we prime you on the Bruins' upcoming matchup against Michigan State, which is a play-in game of the NCAA tournament on Thursday, we want to rewind things and take a look at how the Bruins did in the Pac-12 tourney. Obviously, Mick Cronin went to Las Vegas, where they're staging that conference tourney with a bunch of clothes, hoping to be there for longer than a day. But they got exited, the Bruins, in the early rounds, thanks to Oregon State, who won in overtime 83-79. Johnny Juzang coming back from injury. We didn't see a whole lot from him in the second half. And Mick Cronin, Tracy, pointed out that towards the latter half of this game and into overtime, the Bruins were not getting deflections. And that seems to me to be a sign of fatigue. And Cronin then went on to say, when talking to you on the radio with Josh Lewin after the game, that he failed on the defensive end. How much blame are you putting on him, and how much is it these guys have not had a team activity pause because of COVID? They've been playing consistently all season, and perhaps this is just exhaustion fatigue catching up.
Well, this is, you know, what a good coach does is he puts it on his own shoulders and say, it's my fault, I failed. me personally, and I'm not making up any excuses for him, he doesn't have the team that's equipped to defend like he wants his team to defend. I mean, there are weak links in the defense with individuals that are trying to execute what he wants. So, I mean, he has to have better athletes with length and quickness that can execute what he wants out of his defense. He doesn't have that right now. So I'm just telling it like it is. I'm not giving him an excuse. I'm just telling you what I've been seeing all year.
And just to build off your guys' points there, in the second half out of these last four games, UCLA's opponents are averaging 41 points in the second half. They're shooting about 58%, and they're getting to the line 12 times. It shows you that as the game goes on that those things have dipped. I do want to touch on Johnny Juzang, though, because it was great that after missing the USC game, he was able to come back. 12 points, just 1 of 6 from behind the arc, though, and didn't play much down the stretch in the second half. What'd you make of how he was able to perform on that ankle, and what do you expect from him going forward?
One thing about postseason basketball, you're not playing in your comfort zone anymore. You're not playing in arenas that you know. You're playing in bigger arenas. You're playing in domes and stadiums. So your three-point shot is not going to be what you think it is. So you don't settle for it. And like just like you said, 1 of 6, he settled. When he didn't settle, he scored. So he's got to remember to not settle. And then on his three-point shots, when he normally misses is when he shoots it fast. He's got to find his rhythm. Basketball is rhythm. If he finds his rhythm, then he can help the Bruins offensively.
That's the voice of Tracy Marie alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. Mick Cronin pointed out that Johnny Juzang did not play a lot of the second half because he felt at times, because he's coming back from that injury, that he was a liability on defense. Now, he was putting up some production on the offensive end, but when it came to the offensive end for Oregon State in that second half, they shot 50% from three-point line territory. They made 10 free throws in the second half alone. And Wari Thalatishe, the big man inside for the Beavers, had a double-double, 22 points. He was feasting inside. And, Tracy, at times in this game, I saw Johnny Juzang guarding Alatisha. I saw the Bruins try everybody seemingly on him on the defensive end, and he continued to score at will. He continued to get offensive rebounds. If you had a guy like Jalen Hill in this game for the Bruins, how would this outcome, this final score, be completely different?
I mean, a Jalen Hill, a Chris Smith, they both would have helped. And it would have been different because now you have two guys who can defend multiple positions, who can rebound. One can block shots and rim protect. Well, both of them can, really. And then Chris Smith can facilitate and create for his team, make plays. So when you're thinking about those who are not available, they are the perfect guys that could have helped this team get over the hump.
So obviously UCLA will not have those guys going forward. And perhaps this is a question better suited for Mick Cronin, Tracy, but when he's talking about, you know, guys just wearing down late in games and fatigue on the offensive end, leading to turnovers, then leading to easy buckets the other way for the opponents. So what do you think maybe the adjustment is that UCLA can make going into Michigan State on Thursday? I know Mick Cronin talked about maybe having tighter rotations, keeping guys fresh, in and out, in and out. What are you expecting maybe the Bruins to tweak going into Michigan State?
I don't know. This is a tournament, guys. You know, you're losing, your season's over. To me, you just suck it up and play. You know, at this point, you can't say I'm too tired. This is what you fought all year for, especially through the COVID situation. You finally get your season back. This is what you're fighting for. So if you're not ready for the NCAA playoffs, if you don't get a second win for March Madness, then you shouldn't be playing basketball.
Speaking of the NCAA tournament, the Bruins taking on Michigan State. It is a spicy matchup. We have a whole lot to unravel as far as the storylines going into this one. We will discuss it. Nick Cope, Tracy Marie, I'm Brian Fenley. Coming up next, this is the Bruin Insider Show.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hello?
Hi, Lynn. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Oh, wow.
We heard you'd like help providing a meal for your hospital staff.
Yes, I work a night shift ER, mm-hmm. and when the pandemic hit, a lot of restaurants would donate.
Right.
But the thing is, they donate to the morning shift.
Oh.
So when us night shifters come, we usually get leftovers from the morning shift if they even leave us any.
Well, Honda would like to help. We're going to donate a bunch of food for your night shift staff.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Yay!
Today, we helped Lynn. And during the Honda Dream Garage Spring event, we can help you too with 0% APR financing on our award-winning lineup of 2021 SUVs. For more great deals, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, Lynn is a real person, was paid to be on the radio.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
UCLA basketball into the play-in game of the NCAA tournament, where they will take on Michigan State. Both are 11 seeds in this tourney, and this game will kick off on Thursday, 9:57 Eastern from Mackey Arena at Purdue, which, by the way, right outside Mackey Arena is the John Wooden statue that is right there. And the address of the venue is John R. Wooden Drive, of course. Mr. Wooden went to Purdue and then went on to UCLA. And this is a matchup that pits some of the best college basketball coaches in the country. Mick Cronin is one of only five college basketball coaches with 10 consecutive trips to the NCAA tournament. One of the other four, Tom Izzo, for the Spartans of Michigan State. And Tracy, I thought it was interesting when Tom Izzo reacted to being in a play-in game. There was a tone with which he talked where it almost seemed like this was below him. Like, this has been 23 straight years and we're in a play-in game. Like, we deserve better. He said he was surprised, but he wasn't disappointed. I don't know if I totally buy that, but that's what I look at it. When you think about Michigan State and this team, they have struggled, but they've also won against two of the one seeds in the NCAA tournament. And so, they're consistently inconsistent. What do you make just off the top when it comes to the identity of this team and the Spartans?
Well, I tell you what, guard play wins basketball games, and they don't have Cassius Winston. Obviously, the guard play is a little suspect this year. I think that's an advantage for UCLA, because if you look at the last four games, very good guards against Tiger Campbell, and he struggled a lot. So now I think he has a chance and maybe has one up coming up in this game. I saw the game against Maryland. I wasn't very impressed by Michigan State. To me, the game showed that they weren't very good perimeter shooters. They're trying to pick and roll, pass the ball to the wing, throw it on the block, and then somebody goes to work on the block and play bully ball. Another thing is, if he kicks it out on a double team, they swing the ball to the other side. Normally, somebody's taking a three-point shot, but what they're doing is putting their head down, trying to get back to the rim. So they don't even have confidence shooting jump shots.
And Michigan State just got through a stretch there at the end of the regular season where They played 7 games in 15 days. And, Brian, you mentioned those big wins, but those were all at home. They beat Illinois, Ohio State, and Michigan within 2 weeks, but all on their home floor. You mentioned the offense, Tracy. A lot of it goes through Aaron Henry, who's a really good two-way player, and really turned it on down the stretch. He's put up about 18 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists over those last couple weeks. He's the focal point of the offense, and I think an interesting matchup for UCLA. He's 6'6". He can attack from the wing. He can post up. He's even been running the point late in games. And he's one of the best defenders in the Big Ten, too. He was named first-team all-defense in the conference. So I'm curious to see, and what do you think the Bruins, how are they going to match up against him? Because Bruins go with a one-post look, but Michigan State is going to have more than likely two forwards out there as well. So if you put someone like a Jaime Jaquez on him, that leaves you with maybe having Johnny Juzang defending one of those two post guys. How would you go about defending Aaron Henry?
You have to put Jaquez on it. I mean, if you want to slow him down, Jaquez is the first team all defense. If that's who you got to put on him to slow him down and put out that fire, he's the main guy. He's the one that's averaging double figures. He's the only one averaging double figures. So that's who you put on him, in my opinion. Everybody else just going to have to block out, because Michigan State, their offensive rebounds are about at 11 a game. So you're going to have to really block out and really do some dirty work. So the Bruins are going to have to be ready to be physical.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show. That's the voice of Tracy Murray alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. You guys are talking about the emergence of Spartan star and Aaron Henry. And the last time Michigan State played UCLA, which was a season ago at the Maui Invitational, after the game, Izzo actually called out Henry, and he said this guy doesn't want to rebound, and he has problems with his motor. So using some harsh words to perhaps get more out of him, and it looks like we are seeing more of that point production from him. But, Tracy, you also brought up the Michigan State loss in the early rounds of the Big Ten tourney against Maryland, 68-57. That was the Spartans' last game. They played great in the first 10 minutes, and the last 30, it all fell apart, and the guard play was poor. As you pointed out, Tracy, that seems to be something that has been riddling this Spartans team all season long, and the turnovers were an issue. 18 turnovers, and the Terps outscored Michigan State 27-2 off those 18 turnovers. I'll leave you with this, Tracy. Izzo said after the game, this recent game against Maryland, that they physically punked us. Do you think UCLA can physically punk the Spartans?
No, because UCLA is not built like that. So I think that they have to play solid defense. They have to make sure they block out and rebound. Don't get caught up in the punking game, because they'll lose that. But they do have to be physical and stand up, because they do crash offensive boards. They try to post up and play bully ball. Defensively, they play a switching man-to-man, but they clog the paint. So the Bruin perimeter shooting is going to have to be a premium in order to free up a guy like Cody Rowley, because I don't think they're going to allow Cody Rowley to post up and play one-on-one. I think they're going to double-team him, and the ball is going to swing, and guys are going to have to be able to knock down jump shots.
That's a really big key there, because I look at this Michigan State team, Tracy, and you think over the last 4 or 5 years and the posts that they have had that they don't have anymore. Jaren Jackson Jr., Xavier Tillman, Nick Ward, they don't have that dynamic post presence that they're used to having. And so I look for a guy like Cody Rowley, and even a guy like Mac Etienne, I think, could have a big opportunity here. Presumably, Cody Riley's going to be banging bodies all game, probably going to pick up a few fouls, and Etienne's going to have an opportunity for some big minutes. I know we haven't talked about him a ton since he made his debut, but I liked what he's shown the last couple games. What do you make with what you've seen out of Mac lately, and you think he's going to be ready for this stage here in what should be his high school senior year?
He has no choice to be ready. I thought he should have played more just moving forward, because I thought he played well enough to earn more minutes. But Mick must have seen something that, where he wanted to pull him and and go with somebody else. But my thing is, if Cody Riley, he's got to stay out of foul trouble. Hawkins got to stay out of foul trouble. If either one of those two guys are in foul trouble, the Bruins are in trouble.
Yeah, and both of those guys fouled out in the last game, which was a loss in the early rounds of the Pac-12 tourney to Oregon State. On the other side, we have some more storylines going into this contest, more keys to victory that we will spotlight between UCLA and Michigan State. Those two taking the hardwood on Thursday night for the play-in game in the NCAA tournament, or one of the play-in games. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand-new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Keys, 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 keys on that keys, 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 all across LA. Keys, keys, keys.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home. And we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Top of the key with Nick Stiva, the official communications partner of the Pac-12. We're connecting champions on the field and in the office.
That's three from downtown.
Nick Stiva provides cloud phone service to hundreds of thousands of companies, helping great teams communicate and collaborate. See why Nick Stiva was rated the number one overall business phone service by U.S. News. Connect your champions today. Visit nextiva.com. That's N-E-X-T-I-V-A.com.
That's a buzzer beater. Game over.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Well, we continue to pontificate UCLA basketball's upcoming NCAA tournament game against Michigan State, taking place on Thursday. Right around 10 p.m. Eastern time is when they will tip things. And some more background info on the Spartans. They had a three-game pause where they had COVID issues earlier in the season. And since then, they've gone 7-8. And as Nick alluded to earlier, they, despite the up-and-down play, have beaten 2-1 seeds in this upcoming NCAA tournament. They have wins against Illinois, Michigan, and have also taken down Ohio State, but then have a clunker against Rutgers where they lost to the Spartans by 30 points. My issue here, guys, and I wanted to get Tracy's take on this, the last time these two teams played, and I know a lot has changed between these squads as far as personnel since they met at the Maui Invitational, but one stat that seems to haunt me is the Bruins in that game back in late 2019 shot 2 of 15 from three-point range, and there were clean looks. They were not going down. We have not seen the Bruins hit it from three-point range the last couple weeks as well as we know they can. Tracy, how big of a factor do you think that it needs to be for UCLA to even hit the double digits as far as making number of threes in this game to give themselves a suitable chance to win?
Well, I think everybody's three-point shot is going to be affected. This is the tournament. There's extra pressure. There's buildings that they're not going to be familiar with as far as the background and the depth perception. So I think everybody across the board is going to struggle with three-point shooting. But my keys that I look for, and I think that's going to be important, is guard play. Number one, guard play wins games. So it's going to be Tiger Campbell against Rocky Watts, and I'm going to keep an eye on that one. And you have to defend without fouling because they're shooting 72% from the free throw line, so you don't want to go want them to go there. You got to establish Cody Riley, and he's got to stay out of foul trouble. If those guys can do that and hit perimeter shots, it doesn't have to be threes, but just perimeter shots to open Cody up, then I like my chances with UCLA.
I'm curious, Tracy, just outside of the X's and O's of everything, this is the first NCAA tournament for all these guys on this team. Chris Smith was the only one who played against St. Bonaventure 3 years ago, and obviously he's not going to be able to play in this game. What would you tell these guys heading into their first ever NCAA tournament game?
You have nothing to lose. Go out and play. I mean, obviously UCLA don't normally think we don't have anything to lose. But these guys haven't played one game in the tournament. So instead of going in nervous, just go in and, you know, enjoy the experience. Go out and play hard. If you play hard, play smart, play together, then there will be a good result at the end of the game. And if you have to do that on both ends. And, you know, we talked about Michigan State beating, you know, number one seeds in their tournament or teams in their league. You got to remember, when you're playing league games, you're familiar with those teams. They are not familiar with UCLA. So that's another advantage.
Another advantage could be that this game between UCLA and Michigan State is being played at a Big Ten school. So there's a familiarity Yeah, go for it, Tracy.
Yeah, I said, no kidding, that is an advantage right there. Absolutely.
Yeah, and while UCLA might have John Wooden and his influence over Purdue where this game is being played, you have to understand that the Spartans every year are going through Mackey Arena, so that'll be an interesting conversation and an idea to key in on as this game continues. Tracy, you didn't seem to be so concerned about the Spartans junior and Marcus Bigham Jr., the 6'11 guy. I was wondering, with the Bruins in seemingly not full strength as far as bigs, how they would try to do against him, and certainly if he is a force who can block shots, how UCLA is going to have to weave around him on the offensive set to score if his length is going to be so encompassing out there.
Right, absolutely. I mean, you have to worry about his length. I'm worried about him more defensively than I am offensively. I think offensively, he's a dunker. If he posts up, I think we have guys that are strong enough to keep him from backing in because he's lean. You know, he's not like a bang up post, like 265 type guy. So I'm not worried about him being a force on the block. Yes, he's athletic. Yes, he's long. Yes, he can rim protect. Though that's what you worry about with him. But when you talk about guys like Malik Hall, who went out against Maryland and had 19 points on 8 of 12 shooting, 2 of 2 from 3, that's what you worry about, guys like that, you know, who have a chance of possibly putting up 20 points in that game. You know Henry is going to be aggressive, but it's like those type of guys like that. And you know, they have one guy I said before that averages – double figures, which is Henry, but Hauser and Langford, they're right there at 9. Hauser 9.7 and Langford at 9.6. These guys are capable of having 15 to 20 point games as well. And so you have to limit those guys and make sure that Henry doesn't have a big game.
All in all, I feel like the teams match up pretty well, and I think it's going to be a really fun, exciting, close game. The winner then will go on to play BYU on Saturday about 6:40 Pacific time at historic Hinkle Fieldhouse. BYU is very good, Tracy, and I think will be a tough matchup
to
for.
I was about to say, so that's the reward, BYU.
Yeah. I saw BYU up close once this year. I mean, they've got a 7'3 setter in Matt Harms, who is a Purdue transfer, who he is a for 7'3", he's pretty mobile. They move the ball well offensively. They've got size beyond Harms. They shoot the three ball well. And then their top three players are three seniors as well. So a tough task if UCLA is able to knock off Michigan State to then go play the sixth seed BYU after that.
Yeah, I saw them against Pepperdine in that overtime game in their tournament. And they are very good. Very solid all the way around. They have size. They have shooting. They have guard play. Guard play with an exclamation point and asterisk by it, because that's the key to winning.
That's Tracy Murray. And, again, this game is going to tip off Thursday, 9:57 Eastern at the University of Purdue, Purdue is where it's going to be held at Mackey Arena. Tracy Murray and Josh Lewin will be on the call. UCLA against Michigan State in the play-in round of the NCAA tourney. Tracy, I know you have an early flight tomorrow morning to get yourself to Indiana, so we are excited to listen to you on the broadcast. And as always, thank you so much for the knowledge.
Well, I look forward to it. It's been fun, guys. I'll talk to you guys when we get back, and go Bruins.
Go Bruins.
Go Bruins is right. All right, on the other side, we've got UCLA women's basketball to discuss. But first, a conversation with UCLA swim and dive coach Jordan Wolfram as her squad heads into the NCAA tourney as well. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
The battle for survival in another world is about to begin. Rent Monster Hunter, now available at Redbox. Based on the popular video game, the film follows Lieutenant Artemis and her loyal soldiers as they are transported to a dangerous world where powerful monsters ferociously rule their domain. In her desperate battle for survival against incredibly powerful and terrifying attacks, Artemis will team up with a mysterious man who has found a way to fight back. Watch Monster Hunter and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
We do have plenty of basketball to get to, including UCLA women's hoops, as we look at their road to the NCAA tournament and break down their upcoming matchup. But first, our conversation, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley, we had with UCLA swim and dive head coach Jordan Wolfram. Jordan, how has being a math major helped you as a coach?
Well, I'm not sure if it has, but I really enjoyed being a math major. There's some critical thinking involved. I'm not sure it contributes exactly. I did take one class in college. I took one 2-credit class that called Coaching Swimming and Diving, probably the most relevant course that I took in my entire career. It was taught by my own coach. But it is, and it was like my senior year last elective and probably the most relevant thing that I took in all of college.
So you're in North Carolina for the NCAAs, which of course didn't happen last year. What's it like to finally be able to be there with UCLA and with a great group of swimmers and divers here in your second season?
It's really exciting. You know, we were certainly, like everyone, heartbroken when we lost the opportunities last year. And this has been a tough season. It's been a grind. We've enjoyed the heck out of it. I mean, you know, everybody's been saying that, like, it's been such a hard year. It's been such a hard year. And it has. But we've been so grateful to be doing this instead of, you know, what it was for the 6 months prior to us getting to come back. And, but to be here with these women for UCLA at this meet, it means a lot. Yesterday, when we got to the hotel, we got in a group and we were just stretching out after a long flight. And one of our juniors, Ella Kirschke, said, okay, you know, we'll go around the circle. When it's your turn to pick a stretch, you're going to pick a stretch. You're going to say what you're most excited for this week. And then you're going to describe that moment that you decided to work a little extra harder to hopefully wind up at this moment. And so we went around the circle and talking about the hard parts this year, the hard parts when we were apart, you know, and everything that went into getting to this one moment and then getting a look at what we're going to enjoy. It means the world. I'm so proud of this group.
Jordan Wolfram with us, UCLA head coach, swim and dive with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show. I bet your level of gratitude just to be back with everybody is just hyped up extra coming back from the lull and not being able to compete. You talked about what was tough. For you specifically, Jordan, what was the toughest part of having to deal with this season so far? And what are you most proud about in yourself and how you've dealt with it?
The hardest part was not having answers for these women. Asking the world of them, asking them to have blind faith in something we didn't know, because we had to ask them to go all in. Sure. How they lived their lives, how they trained for their sport, what they did and didn't do for a long period of time, and have a lot of faith. And to do that and ask them and to kind of hold that trust from them without any answers or certainty and a lot of doubts in what this was going to be, that was the biggest challenge. And I think a moment that I'm proud of with our staff and a decision we made early in the season was we were going to be as honest as possible about what we knew and what we didn't know. And so every point we said, hey, right now it looks like there's not going to be a Pac-12 championships, or, hey, right now our location for Pac-12s just fell through. It's 2 weeks out. We're probably not going to have a meet. And we let them ride the roller coaster of emotions. And we gave them that trust. That was hard, but it was the best thing we did all year. And it brought our team really close.
I don't want to be all about the pandemic. I do want to get into your season, but I was curious because I've heard and read you talk about, you know, establishing a culture where hard work trumps all. I know you use the words selfless, fearless, relentless. And I wonder how the pandemic maybe helped bring everyone closer together. And was there maybe a positive effect that the pandemic had in getting that culture established maybe sooner for you?
Yeah, you never wish for this, right? I certainly wouldn't. Definitely not in my second season of being a head coach. Definitely not to this group of women, but there is some forged in the fire effect of doing this together. We had just about our whole team back this season. We had a big group. They made sacrifices together. They made sacrifices for each other. There's some teaming from that selfless aspect, that fearless faith, that relentless effort that otherwise may have taken us a long time. So yeah, it's, you can't ignore that. I'm really grateful for some of the aspects that have helped bring our team closer and more committed and built some things that I'm not sure you could have in any other circumstances.
So it sped up the team cohesion. Now let's go to what's in front of you this week. And your approach to the NCAAs with your team and the way in which you're readying for this moment.
Yeah, so we have a pretty young group. We have a pretty young team here. We have two returners, but only one individual event returner who has actually been to the meet. We have two who were invited last year in Claire Grover, who is a junior. She came to the meet her freshman year and competed. Last year she was invited, didn't get to come. And then Hannah Butler, who was invited on the diving side last year, didn't get to come. But Claire and Delaney Smith, who's also a junior, are our only returners to the meet itself. They're the only, you know, returning pros who've been here before. And so part of this is getting our team comfortable being here in this meet with the big girls, competing at the highest level and doing that in prelims, in finals, in relays, and with the roller coaster of the pandemic element. But a lot of it is that it's a growing year. It's a young group. That being said, we have some people who are in great positions. Sam Barron is seated top 16 in two events. I think she's seated 10th in the 100 butterfly. Claire is in a position where she could certainly score if she had a great swim in any of her events. Gabby Dang is one who, you know, kind of snuck in there for an invite, as well as Ella Kirschke. And so they've got nothing to lose. The only way is up. So our goal is to take advantage of the moments that we have. I'd like to see our relays scored. So they scored a 16. We're seated, I want to say 18th or 19th in one of our relays and 15th in the other. So we're right on the cusp. Normally relays would go prelims and finals. This year they're finals only. So we just get one shot. And I want to see our relays scored. That would be big for UCLA. It's been a while. But in the swimming and diving side, we've got girls that could make moves, and any individual scoring, it's a big deal. That's our plan. We're going to take it one day at a time. We're going to try to put some strong relays, and we're going to really put our individual athletes swimming and diving into great positions, see if we can get second chances.
You don't have the fall that you're usually accustomed to, a really limited, trimmed down dual meet season. And you guys go and finish third at Pac-12s heading into the NCAAs. It was the best finish for the program since 2006. In your second year, how validating was that for you and where you're trying to take this program?
Yeah, I was really proud of that finish. And it was less of a finish on talent. Certainly we would have loved to have had more work even in the year. It was a finish on culture. What I told the other coaches at UCLA is I thought we out-cultured some teams. We were a bit more resilient, a bit more tough maybe, and deeper than a lot of the other teams that showed up. We handled what this year was and what it wasn't maybe a little bit better than some of the other programs out there. That's the biggest thing, because talent graduates eventually, right? It comes in and it goes. But when you start to build something like that, it lasts. And that was the goal. And so going back to, you know, what did we get out of this year that we may not have otherwise gotten? What are the silver linings? That's why we finished third. It was, you know, it wasn't talent. We certainly didn't have all the work that we would have loved. There were a lot of, you know, swims and dives that we know were better than that. But when you look around, we out-cultured some teams. And, you know, going back to selfless, fearless, relentless, that came through. And that finish was a team finish. I'm really proud of that group. And now we get the opportunity to take it to the next level here at NCAAs.
And no better person to make that happen than Jordan Wolfram with UCLA Swim and Dive. Thank you so much, Jordan, for joining. Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And just like Jordan Wolfram, UCLA women's head basketball coach Corey Close deserves to be heralded for the work she has done this season. Coming up, we look at close as Bruins and their prospects of the upcoming NCAA tourney. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Corey Close, head coach for UCLA women's basketball, has worked her team to a 3 seed in the upcoming women's basketball NCAA tourney, where they will take on the 14-seeded Wyoming Cowgirls out of the Hemisphere region, which is in Texas. That first round game is Monday, March 22nd, 7 p.m. Pacific in Austin. So the Bruins, Nick, they come into this matchup having lost in the Pac-12 tourney championship game to Stanford, but the Bruins are number 9 in the nation, and they have done so much considering the lack of bodies that they have had all season. For the majority of this year, they have had only 8 scholarship players, and they're the 9th-ranked team in the country, have been ranked as high as number 5 in the nation. It all starts with Michaela Onyenwere, the star senior for the Bruins. 19 points per game, 7 rebounds per contest. If you want a long run, Nick, I'm thinking they've got to run that offense right through Michaela.
Oh, no doubt. And she was outstanding in the Pac-12 tournament, scoring 22 points per game. She put up 30 against Stanford as well. She was on fire. She's likely to be a top 5 pick in the WNBA draft. So it's kind of going to be your last chance here into the tournament to watch her. And the Bruins need to have her and Charisma Osborne both firing on all cylinders to make a deep run here. But UCLA, what they're trying to do in this tournament is make it a 5th straight trip to the Sweet 16, and they'll have a good chance to do so. Although if you look ahead to the next round, they're likely to match up against Texas. Now, much like the men's tournament is happening in Indianapolis and in some areas surrounding Indianapolis, much of the women's tournament is in San Antonio and in neighboring cities. The Bruins, of course, playing their first round game against Austin. So in the next round, they're going to be playing Texas potentially in the 3-versus-6 matchup. So you've got a team who is probably not going to be playing too far from home there in the next round. But, I mean, the Bruins, I expect them to at least make the Sweet 16 here, if not go farther. They've been playing really well. And I remember we were talking to Natalie Cho, Charisma Osborne, and Corey Close as well. And at a certain point, you know, the number of bodies stop being a talking point for them. It is what it is, and they've been able to just plow right on through. And really impressive. I mean, they had games that they had to postpone because they didn't have even seven scholarship players healthy because of injuries. And so they have endured a lot, and I'm excited to watch them on the biggest stage.
But despite that, they have never, and I'm going to knock on this desk because it's made out of wood, they have never this season had to pause team activities, team functions, because of a COVID-19 test. And that
I'm knocking over here too.
Yeah, everybody, our producer David Kahn is as well, Bruin Nation. We all understand you are doing that at the same time, because while this team has been undermanned, if you will, with their roster deficiencies, they've had players that have been stuck in Australia and have not been able to come to Westwood because of the COVID-19 restrictions and whatnot. They have done so much. They have maximized their body of work with what they have. And also in this bracket, which makes it even more challenging for the UCLA women, and of course you're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley, you've got a two-seed in Maryland, which I believe is the top-scoring team in the nation, and also the number one seed, South Carolina. So the Bruins have a lot in their future here if they continue to win. But I also wanted to bring this up, Nick, and my final point on my end here is that you brought it up. It's going to be sort of like a bubble setting. Corey Close, during her, and she's the UCLA women's head basketball coach, was discussing how strict the Bruins and UCLA's COVID-19 protocols are. And so there already is such a level of discipline that this is not going to be an issue for the Bruins. It could be for other teams. You just don't know. And so while we look at matchups, when we look at stats, there are other circumstances, other distractions outside of the court, dealing with all the COVID-19 scenarios and rules and regulations that could impact games. And with the way UCLA, the women's side, has done in terms of taking care of the health and safety protocols, I feel like in that sense, they have a tremendous advantage over teams.
Yeah, it's a really important point to make for both the men's and women's tournaments as they get going this weekend, is they're forming a bubble and they're going to be isolated for several days. Just to use the men as an example, because most of the teams are already there. I mean, you're getting your meals handed to you. You're holed up in that room. So it's going to be tough, and it's going to be about mental toughness for a lot of teams. And given what UCLA has done on the women's side this year and the injuries that they've had to overcome, the lack of freshmen coming in that they've had to overcome, and the way they have responded to losses throughout the season, I expect them to be able to pick themselves up and have a great showing down in Texas.
I am going to second that statement. Speaking of toughness, I think we can see some from UCLA, a football team as a whole, but there was one player who won a very distinguished award, and he has just been commended by our athletic director, Martin Jarman of UCLA, for this feat. We will tell you what this is all about next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hello?
Hi, Maureen. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Oh!
We heard you're a teacher who could use some help for your students.
Yes, I'm a special education teacher.
Oh.
My students have specific learning disabilities.
Okay.
I would like my students to get headphones, school supplies, snacks.
Mm-hmm.
This will help them focus more during distance learning.
Oh, sure.
Especially with kids with disabilities, it's kind of hard.
Well, Honda would like to help. We're going to get you all those school supplies for your students.
Oh my goodness, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm sending you air hugs.
Today, we helped Maureen. And during the Honda Dream Garage Spring event, we can help you too with 0% APR financing on select 2020 Civic models. For more great deals on award-winning Hondas, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, Maureen is a real person and was paid to be on the radio.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no contact delivery or no contact at the door pickup. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
UCLA men's basketball about to take on Michigan State, both 11 seeds in the play-in game, and one of those play-in games in the upcoming NCAA tourney. Thursday tip time right around 10 p.m. Eastern, and they are going to be playing that game in Indiana. I thought it was interesting as we sort of put our final thoughts on this upcoming game, Nick, is that the last time the Bruins played the Spartans in the postgame press conference, Mick Cronin called the game a bloodbath, and he used that term twice. This is going to be a very physical game. I think UCLA has got to find their three-point shot. They have to make more than the last time they played the Spartans, and also key in on the guard play for the Spartans. They have struggled mightily recently, turning the ball over countlessly. If UCLA's defense can contain the front court, the Bruins are in an advantage.
Yeah, Tom Izzo's teams have long been characterized by playing physical on both ends of the floor, rebounding well, and then getting timely shooting. The timely shooting hasn't always been there for them this season, so the Bruins are going to have to hang tough on the interior, rebound well, and also when Michigan State has had success this year, it's because they're able to get out and transition. Bruins have to limit the turnovers and limit the easy buckets at the other end, rebound well, and if they can hit their three-pointers, they should be in a good spot.
Oh, I can't wait for the matchup. Also, UCLA football player Shane Pitts named a top 20 candidate for the Arthur Ashe Jr. Sports Scholar of the Year Award. This was out of almost 1,000 nominees. Congrats to him. For the great David Kahn, Damon Dukakis, Stephen Hartzell, Paul Engel, UCLA Communications, Jordan Wolfram, Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, I am Brian Fenley. Bruins play-in game Thursday against Michigan State. We'll talk about it next week.
Has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.